From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
Michael Richards' racist rant may have been the ugliest, but it wasn't the last offensive comment made by a public figure. In fact, it's almost like he set off a series of intolerant anxieties. First, we get actor Isaiah Washington's unusual denial about using a homophobic slur. Asked whether it was true he had referred to his colleague by the F word, he said he hadn't and repeated the word. If he was in hot water because of his reported use of the word, you have to wonder why he thought it was a good idea to repeat it. He probably thinks better of it now. Of course, he has offered the obligatory apology and signed up for the required tolerance training. Maybe tolerance training will be the next growth industry. Most recently, we have the bizarre remarks of Senator Joseph Biden talking about Senator Barack Obama. He said he was the first, quote, mainstream African-American who is articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook man, end quote. I'm assuming he didn't mean Obama is really the first African-American with these characteristics, but the first African-American presidential candidate. I wonder what offended Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton the most. Regarding being clean, Sharpton assured Biden he bathes every day. Biden, of course, apologized, it's obligatory, and said he didn't mean it in the way it came out. He meant clean as in fresh. That could still leave Jackson and Sharpton wondering if their deodorant is working. The articulate comment inspired a chorus of please. Many African Americans think when they're described as articulate, it's a backhanded compliment. Like the speaker is surprised that an African American can speak clearly, even if, as in the case of Obama, he was the editor of the Harvard Law Review. The articulate one is different from those others, less like them, more like us. It's a lot crowded into one four-syllable word, but language is loaded like that. The recent faux pas of the public figures illustrate how much discomfort about our differences rests just below the surface. Let's hope they lead to better understanding and not increased anxiety. With a perspective, this is Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.